Donald Trump had to cancel his speech in North Carolina over the weekend because of the rain. That's why he said he could not give this speech that he was supposed to give. Instead, he was out making posts, though, whining about the trial, which he keeps on doing over and over again. For example, he posted, "This trial is a long, rigged endurance contest dealing with nasty, crooked people who want to destroy our country. MAGA 2024. It's like, look, you've just sat 1 week in a courtroom. It's the first time what you've had to actually show up and sit somewhere and be on time. And you call that a long, rigged endurance contest. More on the rigged part in just a moment, because I'll show you what rigging is actually like. Donald Trump also posts, "Justice Mershon, Judge Mershon is railroading me at breakneck speed in order to completely satisfy his," and then he puts it in quote, "friends. Additionally, he has gagged me so that I cannot talk about the most important of topics." The only thing the gag order applies to is you threatening witnesses and threatening the judge's daughter or threatening the family members of the district attorney or district attorney staff member. So I just want to get this straight, though, that this trial is long, rigged, and it's an endurance contest, but then it's also going so fast at breakneck speed that you're being railroaded. As I said, I want to get back to where Donald Trump talks about that he says the trial is rigged. Let's go to North Carolina, where this speech was supposed to take place, but it was canceled. And if you want to see what it actually looks like, what the MAGA Republicans do, because everything they do is projection and confession, this is a pro-Trump activist, Scott Pressler, at a Trump rally in North Carolina, collecting signatures to try to get Cornel West on the ballot, because he says that will take away votes from Biden. Here, play this clip.
This helps take away votes from Joe Biden. He is the far left Marxist.
Yeah.
That if we get him on the ballot, it could take a percentage point away from Joseph Biden.
Yeah, we're helping the Trump team is trying to get him on there.
Now, that doesn't exactly seem like a strategy of people who are confident. Let me just show you more of what was happening before Donald Trump canceled the speech in North Carolina. You had this guy at a Trump rally in North Carolina talking about some kind of conspiracy that a lot of U.S. dollars are worthless, but Trump made sure that they are real and they could be redeemed for gold. This is what a typical Republican is today, now that MAGA's taken over. Play this clip.
Ukraine, can you imagine if we had that money to help our own people? It's ridiculous.
Those are Fed dollars. That's funny money. And Trump started, he pushed along the quantum financial system. You don't think it's tracking all that? The good money, my Fed dollars, they're good. Trump will honor that. We'll get it in gold. The rest of it, whatever went overseas, is gone.
And here is another MAGA Republican. This is what the Republican Party looks like today at the rally, appearing to have her 420 celebration, being sarcastic, well underway before arriving. Well, judge for yourself. Play the clip.
I don't know if I gave you anything. I'm just coming with my heart and my mind as far as, you know, our country, United States of America. Some girl said yesterday to me, "I don't want that stamp. It has a flag." Oh, I sat there and went, "What girl? That's your country." She goes, "Well, I do love my country, but flowers are more happy right now." So that's where our country kind of stands.
Yeah, I got you. Well,
and it pisses me off.
Yeah, it does. Here's a guy at a Trump rally in North Carolina when he's asked what he loves most about Trump. Play this clip.
With President Trump, what is it about him that you love so much? Like, why are you here today?
Well, I like to hear when he talks because he ain't scared to say nothing. I like that about him.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Here, by the way, is this is Sharon Anderson. You can see what a MAGA Republican looks like. She went these people travel around the country following Donald Trump. So here she is traveling 13 hours to be here, and Donald Trump canceled this event. Let's take a look at these right-wing hosts of this RSBN, Right Side Broadcasting Network. You see right there, that's Marjorie Taylor Greene's boyfriend on the right. And here the right-wing interviewer says that he's so excited that Donald Trump said he's going to testify at the criminal criminal trial. Play this clip.
One thing I am glad about, as he was leaving court the other day, he said, yes, I will testify. Now, most defense attorneys would say, no, 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 no. But in this case, Brian, it's the right thing to do, and I'll tell you why. Because everything is stacked against him. The judge, the jurors, he will never get a fair trial. This is their only chance at a true conviction. The man wants to get up there, look those jurors in the eyes, and fight. That's what he does. And he's not going to go quietly, and he shouldn't. He's going to get up there, say what he has to say, fight till his very last breath. But that is the right thing to do because he is being...
Newsflash, there's about a 0.00% chance that Donald Trump will testify because he's too scared. And that's what he says at all of the trials. We've covered this here at the Midas Touch Network extensively. Donald Trump says that he's going to testify. Of course I'm going to. And then his lawyers say, and then he goes, it's unfair. It was rigged. I was going to testify, but the judge was unfair. This person was unfair. Anyway.
Everyone here knows how important our producers are to the Midas Touch Network. That's why when I can't personally use a product and they're able to, I rely on them to give me firsthand account on how great the product is. And that's why I'm so happy to tell you about Mad Rabbit. Now, recently, one of our producers got a tattoo. It was just incredibly meaningful to him and he wanted to keep it as beautiful as possible. I'm so happy to tell you that this podcast is sponsored by Mad Rabbit. Mad Rabbit is committed to reinventing tattoo aftercare. Now, founded by two friends with a passion for ink, Mad Rabbit creates simple, effective, and natural products that help improve and preserve tattoos, all delivered directly to your door. Their hero product, the Tattoo Bomb, sells once every 90 seconds for a reason. It revitalizes, replenishes, and preserves tattoo ink with clean and natural ingredients. And it's effective on both new and old tattoos, and all skin types. Now, ever since our producer started using Mad Rabbit, he's been getting so many compliments about how good his tattoo looks. And Mad Rabbit is truly the most effective tattoo aftercare. Now, after using Mad Rabbit, 94% of people reported Mad Rabbit helped preserve their tattoo's depth. 88% reported that their tattoo's contrast appeared more vibrant, and 87% reported that their tattoo's appeared more intense. That's a big deal. Mad Rabbit is possibly my new favorite sponsor because of how great the product works, how quickly users and others can tell it works, and the natural ingredients. Plus, they've got all the products you need for your tattoos, from a tattoo sunscreen to a soothing gel to a lotion and more. Now is the time to try out Mad Rabbit. They've preserved over 3 million tattoos, and they've got an exclusive offer just for the Midas Touch listeners. If you go to madrabbit.com/Midas25 and use promo code Midas25, you'll receive 25% off. That's 25% off when you head to madrabbit.com/Midas25 and use our promo code Midas25.
As all of that was going on and Donald Trump canceled the speech in North Carolina, he did a whole video about him canceling. You want to hear Donald Trump? No, you don't want to hear him. Annoying voice. We played enough Donald Trump clips. He canceled the speech in North Carolina. And then he plays a video of himself saying, I'm your best president ever. And I'm canceling the speech because of the weather, but I'm your best president ever. Just stupid stuff like that. Anyway, at the same time that was going down, though, you can see what was going on in the House of Representatives as they passed the Ukraine aid package. And you'll see here as it passes, take a look, you'll see Marjorie Taylor Greene giving the thumbs down right there. And as Tim O'Brien said, she's just consistently opposed to supporting democracy at home and abroad. Play this clip. Really no distinction between some of those MAGA supporters in North Carolina and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Here Marjorie Taylor Greene is outside of the Capitol saying how very angry she is at Mike Johnson, the Republican speaker, for allowing a vote to take place in the House of Representatives where by an overwhelming amount of votes, the House of Representatives voted to fund Ukraine. I just want you to think about that. Like, this is what they were preventing from happening, and you actually have some bipartisan unity here. Over 310 members of Congress joined together here. Just play this clip.
Your constituents, but will you ever?
But I mean, given what you said, do Republicans deserve to be in the majority?
That's up to the people, because this is the third betrayal by Mike Johnson. He delivered a two-part omnibus, funded the Department of Justice, 91 federal indictments against President Trump, funded the FBI that raided Mar-a-Lago, gave him a brand new FBI building, funded Joe Biden's open border policies that are killing Americans every single day. Then he reauthorized FISA that spied on American citizens, spied on President Trump's campaign, and he voted against the warrant requirement, the same warrant requirement that he was for 6 months ago. And then he did this bullshit in here on the House floor, foreign war package that does nothing for America. It's unbelievable. I'm thankful that America gets to see who this man is. I'm thankful that America gets to see who the people that voted for this is, because this is the only way it's going to change. People have to see the truth.
Why is this fight?
Okay, now compare that, by the way, to Hakeem Jeffries. Here's what Hakeem Jeffries had to say today. Play this clip.
Let me close with this observation that this is a moment to choose. This is a moment to choose. We can choose democracy or autocracy. We can choose freedom or tyranny. We can choose truth or propaganda. We can choose Ukraine or Russia. We can choose Zelensky or Putin. We can choose a democratic ally or a sworn enemy. This is a time to choose. The American people have always stood on the side of democracy and freedom and truth, which is why we must stand on the side of the Ukrainian people. We will stand with the Ukrainian people today. We will stand with the Ukrainian people tomorrow. We will stand with the Ukrainian people until victory is won.
The chair will remind all persons in the gallery that they are here as guests of the House and that any manifestation of approval or disapproval of proceedings is in violation of the rules of the House.
And this is Democratic Congress member Jasmine Crockett. Let's play this clip.
But Marjorie Taylor Greene saying that we need to fund the border. Well, she needs to go talk to her master, a.k.a. Donald Trump, who specifically said, do not go through with the border bill. And that's the only reason they don't have anything. So if she has a problem, she needs to go talk to Donald instead of blaming her speaker. And
on the other hand, while Donald Trump was canceling his speech in North Carolina, you had MAGA Republican Congressman member Thomas Massie saying that he wants MAGA Mike to go. They don't like MAGA Mike anymore. Play this clip.
Obviously you're very disappointed about this result. Why are you guys not moving forward on the motion to vacate? You've made your points clear. Wouldn't this be the time to do it?
We want him to resign and to announce his resignation so that we don't go speakerless for a period of time. The honorable way for him to leave right now is to announce his resignation ahead of time and give us time to replace him. We prefer not to go into that loop like we had last fall.
But he's not going to resign. So then right. What are you going to do?
Right. So he will say what John Boehner said until the very day he said, I resign. He will say, I'm staying here and there's nothing you can do. And John Boehner said that the day before when he had the Pope speak on the floor. Then he came to HC5 the next day and said, I resign.
I mean, Congressman, respect.
So there you have it. If you want, I didn't want to play that Trump clip. It's just a stupid clip of him saying, I'm not showing up. Who cares? You get the point. I'm Ben Mycelis. This is the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 3 million subscribers together. Hit subscribe. Thanks for watching.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.